Got our Finders in, and we've just been joined by Darren Cook as well. Darren Cook I just see you with a table tennis bat in your hand. And every time you come in, we have a little discussion on it. Did we ever play against each other?
I think we did once, actually.
Did you win?
I can only remember once, and I think we were down in a little hall somewhere in the middle of Newport, but I can't quite remember where it was.
I'll tell you where it was. Because we were known as St. Thomas of Newport's youth club team A.
Right.
I think that's what, and is where the Morrison's coffee shop was, or is now. There used to be a little church hall in there on the corner.
Yeah.
Canning Day would have been on there on the corner. Who won?
You did, yes.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I don't remember it. But I do remember that that year we would have had, it was me, Shane Chessel, Dave Crouch.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was in your team?
I think it would have been me, Martin Cook. Can't quite remember. The third player would be Dave Crouch. Eventually came on to play with us. So
afterwards. Yeah.
Might have been a draw, actually. I can't quite remember. But you probably beat us. I think you're a better team, all in all, for sure.
We went on to win the league.
Yeah.
And that was probably about the only trophy we ever won, actually. Well, there was a couple of singles things we won. I think I won something at the Vicks Club, where there was a knockout each year, and I think I beat Barry Joyce in one one final.
Excellent, yeah. I was never any good at the knockouts. I just always went out in the first round for some reason. I gave up after a while.
Yeah, you just wanted to get the pub early, didn't you? Yeah. That's what that was all about. It's great to see you. And
thank you.
Obviously, lots have happened. We should touch on the news, because the last time you were in, it was all like really promising about the Ride Queen, and then obviously that sort of bit the dust a bit just before Christmas.
Yeah, it's a real shame. We're all very hopeful that it was going to succeed. But I think the ride, regretfully, and just in the last sort of 5-6 months, she noticeably deteriorated for everyone to see, and so I think in the end they decided that she was just too far gone and it wasn't going to work. So unfortunately that all came to an end.
It's a real shame.
It is, yeah. It's kind of her last hope, really, and now there is no alternative other than to scrap her, which none of us ever wanted to happen.
No,
but you know, there's just no way forward now, I don't think.
Do you know, it's really sad, because I forget who was in yesterday. Someone came in yesterday or the day before, and they were saying, oh, when were you down there then? Because I remember going down there. And, you know, you just kind of think, everyone knows the bug. Everyone's got a story about the Ride Queen and so on. And it is sad, I guess you get a bit of space when it's gone.
Well, yeah, a little space, I guess. But it's just a real character of the marina that will be gone. She's been there for 48 years now, and in fact, there's never been a time up to now when there hasn't been at least one paddle steamer at Island Harbour, and so it would be a real shame when the last one goes.
Will you replace it with another paddle steamer?
It would be nice, but I don't think there are any to replace it with.
Right, yeah, okay, it was just a glint in your eye then, wasn't it? I just thought you had something up your sleeve, maybe,
no,
I don't know.
No.
All right, we watch this space, won't we?
Yeah.
It's a sad moment, but obviously there'll be a lot of memories that we can think of, and I'm sure there's plenty of pictures in some kind of museum somewhere. And somebody did contact me very recently.
Yep.
And they asked me if I would do an interview about the Ride Queen. So there's somebody doing a book on it?
There is a chap called Richard Halton.
That's the one?
Yeah, he's writing a book on the Ride Queen. He's already written a book on the Medway Queen. And I think he's heavily involved in the Medway Queen Trust to refurbish that paddle steamer, which is still going ahead up in Gillingham. So that's a success story, and that is already happening and will definitely be completed. And but, you know, because of the associations of the ride and the Medway Queen, Richard's keen to write a book on the ride as well. Yeah, so
brilliant.
If anyone knows any history or has any stories of the Ride Queen that they think might be suitable for Richard's book, and if they contacted me at Island Harbour, I can always pass on information to him.
Well, hopefully we are going to hook up at some point, and because he's done a bit of research and said you were the last one in there, you were. sadly, I'm a bit of a Jonah like that, but we wanted to talk about the harbour, and obviously the breeze is something we mentioned earlier on, and Finders there got all like his eyes lit up. He thought he was going to get some food. And you remember now, because we said, as soon as we said, you know, Island Harbour, the breeze, you went, oh, food. And what was it you had?
Uh, last time I went there, I had hunter's chicken.
Was it all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you looked like it was all right, because your little face lit up. And then you were talking about the play area as well.
Yeah, I like playing it there with my friends, yeah.
Okay, so, and we were just saying, Darren, that when we were young, there was nothing like, if you went for a pub lunch, you might have had a run around in a car park or in a little bit of a field or something, but not, you know, what we've got today.
I can remember one pub, I think, in Porchfield, which had a giant camel in its gardens. But,
really?
That would be the Sportsman's Rest, I believe, but many years ago. Yeah. I don't know if it's still there now, I doubt it, but that was the only thing I can think of. I can't think of any pubs that catered for children in that way at all in those days.
Obviously things have changed, and we need to do this, so this is something that you know, have you built on something? Is it, you've added things to it?
excuse me, not this year, but you know, I think it's one of the best on the island still, but you know, it's definitely worth checking out if you've not been to us and seen the play area there. We've got a large number of apparatus for children to play on, and it's all on a very safe, spongy artificial grass surface as well, so it's good for all weather types, because you know, even when it's generally wet underfoot, because it's artificial grass, it's you know, it's suitable to play on then. And but with the summer coming up now, we're looking forward to many sunny days at the Breeze, where children can play outside while their parents are enjoying themselves with the restaurant.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, last time I went, it was cold. But we looked outside, and you've got a lovely seating area, and you've got a brilliant view as well, haven't you?
Yeah, it is. You've got, I think a lot of people don't realise how good the view is from Island Harbour of a river. And, of course, you've got the marina as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a stunning view of a river there from Island Harbour.
And because the seasons are changing, you must have a new menu coming out.
We have indeed, yeah. It's coming out in about a week and a half's time. So all our favourites are staying on there, of course. But, you know, we'll be adding extra dishes. We've also got a much enlarged vegetarian and vegan menu being added to the menu as well. So, yeah, we're looking forward to bringing that forward for everyone to try.
Is Hunter's Chicken still on the menu? That's what Finders wants to know.
I think it is, yeah. I think
Otherwise, you know, what are you going to have otherwise? Well, you have to try something else, won't you?
Yeah.
But Hunter's Chicken is your favourite?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Chips as well? Do you get it with chips? Do you get a choice? Chips, veg and stuff? Or you look like a chip kid to me.
I don't really eat them.
You don't?
No.
Really? I got you all wrong, haven't I? Yeah, you can't beat chips. Come on, Darren, you'd have chips with Hunter's Chicken, wouldn't you?
Well, of course you would, yeah. In fact, our chips are homemade and triple cooked as well, so they're quite specialised.
You're starting to get hungry now. Can I come back with you?
Yeah.
Go on, what were you going to say?
I eat chips sometimes, but not all the time.
All right. Okay, so only occasionally. All right, okay. Well, that's good to hear. I mean, it's, you know, but for us, Darren, we like chips, don't we?
Absolutely.
What do you have? When you go in there, what do you have?
But I'm a steak man, so I always like the steaks.
Okay, so they know when you go in there, they look at us, Darren, what's this and that's it, after I have it done.
Yeah, on the
and again, it's before you've sold it to me. And it might be just if you had a jumper on, a thick jumper, you could sit outside in the sun today. It is a bit of a nip to it, but there's no better feeling than sitting outside having some food.
No, I agree. Yeah. Right. I've also got heated verandas outside as well, so just press the button and then, radiant sunshine.
And you can do that all yourself.
Absolutely.
You don't have to ask anybody to do it. You can actually do it yourself. Yes. How great is that?
Yeah.
Not to have to worry about anybody else. If you're cold, you just turn it on.
That's it, yeah.
How brilliant. Anything else you want to mention about this menu? When does it kick in?
We haven't actually set the final date, but, you know, we're planning it for just after Easter finishes. So we'll carry on with the current menu for Easter, and then as soon as Easter's over, we'll introduce the new dishes.
Yeah, and obviously there's plenty of parking down there as well.
Absolutely, you've got a large car parking area, and and at the same time as having a meal, you've got the children's play area. You can wander down to the riverside and have a look at the view, wander along the river, and there's also a last look at the ride paddle steamer before she goes, unfortunately.
When does she go?
Well, we haven't actually set an exact date, but I think it's confident to say it will definitely be before Christmas. Yeah, we're just waiting for the right time. There's still, you know, contracts to sort out and, arrangements to be made. But, it's likely to be late summer, I think, that actually happens.
Hey, look, I've said this before. We went for a walk before Christmas, I think it was. And we just managed to get there before, or get a leave just before it was getting dark. So we had an early tea. And, you know, now we've got lighter evenings. It's the perfect walk. Leave the car at home. Go for a walk along the river from here, because you can get not quite nicely all the way. And it's probably about, what, 20-minute walk from here? It's a great walk.
Yeah, that's all it would be, about 20 minutes. Yeah, the council did a really good job, I think, on building a brand new cycleway. Well, this is about 2 years ago, from Newport through to Highland Harbour. And, yeah, it's been a great asset for the community, I think. They're also going to, or planning to, build and extend the cycleway right up to the Folly Inn as well. Though I don't know how long it's going to take them for actually to logistically do that. But yeah, that's definitely in their plans, and that'll also be a great asset as well.
Yeah, definitely. What other plans have you got for the harbour and the breeze?
The development of Island Harbour is ongoing. You know, there's more apartments planned and to be built there, and we're currently all working on that at the moment. So it's got a really bright future.
I'm just picturing it how it used to be when I used to go down there, and there was no, I mean, I'd say, I think when I gave up the DJing at the boat, it was enforced. I don't want fired or anything like that. They just shut down the nightclub side of things. I just want to make that clear. But they just started building, you know, the first houses down there. And now it's, when you look down there, there's some buildings down there that are state of the art. They really are. Yeah. They look fantastic. The whole thing, you just look at it and think, crikey, whoever's vision this was, it just looks incredible. You've got to see it to believe it. You really have. I bet if you're walking the other side of the river, now you're going to be annoyed because you'll see this lovely place with lovely food, and you'd have to walk all the way around. But you probably get a better view from the other, you know, looking at it from the other side of the river, maybe a little way down, and you're looking across from the other angle. You would see this thing. If you used to come in, you know, in your mind going back to the 1980s, seeing that big area where it was just like you turned up and it was like a massive car park. Gravel car park, and there was the boat there and so on, and then you had the Geom house there, the Geom building house, whatever, the mushroom house. Yes. And that would have been and a few boats, and that's it. To see that now, you know, as it looks now, is an incredible thing, you know. Yeah. And there must be some pictures. Where can we see pictures where you can look at, this is what it looked like before, and this is what it does, this is what it is now, and this is how it's grown?
Well, it's a great idea, actually, to get a collection together of pictures along those lines. We've got old photographs, and of course we've got new photographs, so that's certainly something that we can promote on our website, I think. But it is a unique spot on the Isle of Wight. There's nowhere like it, and so for that reason alone, if you've never been to us before, it's worth checking us out and coming to see us. You know, we're the only marina on the Isle of Wight with lock gates, so you can see the lock in operation and watch the boats coming in and out. It is in a beautiful spot on the river, and it all started in 1966 with a chap called Alan Radet's vision to create the marina from what was originally a watermill, but the watermill got demolished, and then subsequently using the watermill's ponds, which he turned into the marinas itself, he then added to that to create a marina. And since then, you know, it's just been added to, more properties being built and just expanded on, and it's you know, it's really now really starting to become a real destination on the Isle of Wight.
Brilliant, and long may it continue. Is Alan remembered in any way down there? Have you got like a Radet Way or something?
There isn't yet, no, but certainly anyone can pop into the control tower, and we're always happy to chat to anyone who's walking along the riverways and explain what goes on there. We've got brochures which we hand out free of charge, and there's history of the Isle of Wight in there, which includes Alan Radet and the early days of the marina.
Brilliant. We should honestly, if there's some road down there, we could call it Radet Way. Perhaps we could come up with something a bit more cheekier than that. But
I agree. Yeah,
I think that'd be really good to do. Be a great thing for the Four Ps to get involved with, doing a little project on Island Harbour.
Absolutely.
And the control tower is that the mushroom building?
It is, yes.
That's it. I've not been up there for years, because it used to be just a glorified office some years, the last time I went down there. But I would imagine you've got a wicked view up there.
It is. In fact, everybody walks in, because it's got sort of panoramic glass windows just overlooking the river. Everyone who walks in just says, well, what wonderful view you've got. Yeah. And I have to admit, when we go into work every day, and no matter what's happening, just look out the window, and you can't sort of help feeling that everything's right in the world.
And what's lovely about this is it's right on our doorstep, and you can go in and you can have a walk around, and no one's going to stop you from walking around, are they? Because it is like access all most areas.
Absolutely, yeah. For one thing, also is the lock gates themselves have got a walkway over the gates, and which is part of the public footpath, so everyone is fully entitled to cross the gates. And which means the walk from Newport along the Riverway can be extended over our gates and along the river up to the Folly Inn as well.
Okay.
And the whole area is open to the public.
Excellent. Can you recommend a sweet?
A swing?
A sweet.
A sweet.
A dessert.
I think
I've had me steak and now I'm having a.
We do a wonderful Malteser cake.
Yeah.
Yes.
Malteser cake. Does that appeal to you, Finders? Yeah? What, anything else? What did you have last time when you went down there? Did you have a dessert, Dad?
I don't remember.
Get a little bit closer to that microphone.
I don't remember. I don't think I did.
You don't think? Well, you should. You should have tried the Malteser cake. Anything else?
We've got quite a large selection. Sorbets, Eton mess.
Yeah.
And more to come on the new menu as well. Some new surprises.
We're going to have to go down there and check it out, I think. We're going to go for that walk along the riverbank and check out the desserts. All right, brilliant. Yeah. Thanks for coming in, Darren. I really appreciate
problem.
It.
Yeah, and, my pleasure.
And I know summer's not here yet, but, I mean, it's going to be very, very soon, and it's going to be busy down there. But have a great summer.
Thank you very much.